Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, Letter Number 3795. Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Elul, Tavshin Tezba, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So, you know, a lot of times people, they write to the Rebbe and they figure they're going to unroll, expose themselves, tell the Rebbe how bad they are, how, you know, who they really are, you know, their best, you know, their really essence, you know, they're going to reveal it to the Rebbe. And Rebbe says, you know, we know you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to speak bad. You're not allowed to speak bad about yourself either, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says you write about yourself, who you are, and you go into great length. The Rebbe says, it's known already the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that the prohibition of Lashon Hara is also not to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. And the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam in the Laws of Deis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. Now, there is an interesting Talmud. You know, how do you dance in front of a kala? What do you say in front of a kala? So we have a disagreement over there. Beis Hillel says, oh, this kala is beautiful. A graceful kala. And Beis Shammai says, no, you're not allowed to lie. You have to say as is, you know. If she has a limp, you say it. You know, no, I'm just telling you. He says, you don't exaggerate. So he says to the Rebbe, oh, look at the Gemara, it says, in the Gemara, in Ksubas Yud Zayin, it says over there, that you have to say as it is. I'm telling you as it is. I'm telling the Rebbe who I really am as it is. So the Rebbe says, but that's exactly the answer, that Gemara. Because that's only the opinion of Beis Shammai. And we know that Beis Shammai in the place of Beis Hillel, it's not a Mishnah. It's not considered to be valid. Well, he says, well, you have the question of Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai was arguing with Beis Hillel. He's saying, how could you lie and say she's beautiful when she's, you know, not? How could you say that? So the Rebbe said that question is answered and understood based on what's written in Lekutei Torah, Shivra Shirim de Ramaschil, Tana Rabbona Ketzad Maragdim. By the way, the Rebbe has a whole talk about this also, a published Sicha. And, you know, when somebody goes and buys something in the street, this is what Beis Hillel was saying, if you go and make a purchase, so what you should somebody saw what you bought, and says, oh, what a terrible purchase you did, you know, look at this, you did terrible. No, you don't make a person feel bad telling him that you purchased something bad. Really, for themselves, if they purchase it, they like it, that's good for them, that serves their needs, that serves their purposes, so for them that's good. So therefore it is, as Rebbe explains over there, Rebbe explains it also about the Yiddish people, if you speak bad about another Jew, the Rebbe says, that's saying that Hashem, who chose the Jewish people, made a mistake. He bought the wrong thing. He's picked us, you know, can't say anything bad, because the law is like Beis Hillel. We say, Kala Noa V'chasuda, a graceful and a beautiful Kala. So the Rebbe says, don't speak bad about yourself either. And the halach is like Beis Hillel.